boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got the lovely Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And
hey,
this is the high priestess herself, Destiny. Hi, my rose.
Oh, yeah, I didn't push the button. Sorry, one more time.
I asked if you could hear me.
I could hear you, but I think I was just hearing the non-microphone. Well, ears are all stuffy.
It's all good. Well, this is the high priestess herself. Hello, my loves.
And we also have Kiana. We haven't seen you in a while,
hello.
Kiki.
Hello, hello.
We have missed you. Before we get into the things we are going to talk about today... Destiny, take it away.
So this is how you can contact us, my loves. You can hit us up on Facebook at The Broad Dash Cast. Twitter and Instagram are the same at The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com. Hit us up, boo.
I think last week we started talking about a message that we received a long time ago that we never got to, and then we never got to the message last week.
Did we really not get to it again?
No, we got sidetracked.
Last week was kind of a blur. I get that. What was the message?
No, I don't remember which part. I think this part he's already, it's from Moose. I feel like he already sent this part, so I don't remember.
I remember reading about his celebrity.
Did we read that?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I thought
we got
did.
To Chris Pratt, and then we never went off a tangent on Chris Pratt.
You know what? Yeah, we never finished it, so I will reread the like that because he had more to say.
Okay, yeah, we just went on for Chris
about
Pratt.
About our love, yeah.
Yeah, so it says, hey, ladies, so I guess I'll just go with a 3 instead of a top 5. So man crush is going to be Joe Manganiello, Chris Pratt, and The Rock. And then women are going to be J-Law, Scarlett Johansson, and Katy Perry. He says, I slept with an old coworker of mine and forgot how nice it was to share a bed with somebody because he was looking to do the deed.
Mm. Oh,
remember? So yeah, I remember. Yeah.
He slept with a coworker?
Yep, so yay.
That always gets messy, but
I apologize, Moose, that we haven't gotten to your message in a timely fashion, but we do appreciate that you message us. And you please text us. Like, we get them all, and if
indeed,
the more messages and you constantly keep messaging us, the more
we'll
notifications
keep
we'll keep.
And I hope the coworker situation didn't turn.
Well, he said old coworker, so I'm guessing
maybe
somebody
it was like
who
a crush of hoping he used to have. Yeah. Ooh, Moose, I'm interested to hear actually.
Yeah.
but how are we all doing today?
Dude, I am buzzing. Like, I literally just got back from LA. Like, I can only say a little bit, but I was doing auditions for a baking contest, and I'm super excited, dude. Like, super excited. So I've been like, thank you. Good vibes. Good vibes only. Yeah.
And can you say anything about like what you had to do?
Yeah, I can. So like, I had to basically bring an assortment of bakes out to LA. Which, by the way, flying already sucks. Have you ever flown with any type of cake or cupcake? Ever do it. It's the most. I almost killed somebody. They took my frosting. What the hell am I going to do with frosting? What am I going to do with it?
who would take frosting?
TSA.
TSA.
But it's not a liquid. That's what I kept trying to. It's not a liquid anyway. So yeah, they took that. But anyway,
they probably like had it on their break.
Sitting there eating it.
Yeah. They better have ate it after all that. Anyway, but so I went there. I had to have all these bakes as I went there. And then we had to do interviews. Then we had to pretend we were on camera. Then we had to actually like bake something with like a time challenge. And it was so much fun, dude. Like,
I can't wait to hear when you get
it's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, and then not only that, dude, I freaking met Little Dicky yesterday, like at LAX.
Who's Little Dicky?
He's a rapper. He's a white Jewish rapper. I know it sounds absurd, but he's actually a really good lyricist. Like, it just so happens that he has like little jokes and stuff. I'm gonna link you to Pillow Talk, one of my favorite songs of all
time. I think
I've
heard of him.
He's amazing, dude. Like, I was so like starstruck.
He was just chilling,
so it was so funny. Like, I'm sitting there on my laptop, like at the airport, mad. I have to like sit here and like, you know, for a couple hours. And so I see like all this not even commotion, I see like a lot of teenage boys. I'm just like, what are y'all? And I was like, BS, but I don't say BS. So I'm just like, BS. And I was like, what do I do? Get your camera. Okay, he's ready. You can do this, Destiny. You can do it. Go talk to him. So I went up there just like, hey, dude, I love your music. He was like, oh, dude, what's up? Yeah. And I was like, can I get a picture? He was like, yeah. I was like, I can't believe I'm talking to you. He was like, is it everything you ever dreamed of? And I just started blushing. I was like, oh, my gosh.
This is when you say, and more.
I couldn't. I'll do that next time because, oh, my God.
Take him to the airport bathroom. Join the On the Ground Club.
On the ground club.
Because you're not on the plane.
Right, no, I love that. You know, if it wasn't so crowded, if my brain wasn't so like, oh my God, it's Little Dicky, it probably could have happened. Next time, Little Dicky, what's up?
That's how he's here for you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how my week is. And now it's the weekend, dude. I'm just here for the ride at this point.
Okay, 4th of July, man. Nice. You guys have any plans for the 4th of July?
I forgot it was July, like July 4th.
July tomorrow, yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Dude, 4th of July, honestly, is always really lame for me.
Why?
It's just, I always have these great, like, let's do something, let's float the river, let's have a party, blah, blah, blah. But then it always is like,
nah.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to float the river. Oh my god.
I did that.
Yeah.
I think, was it last year? I don't know, but I did that 1 year. And then it was really cool for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
then you're done.
Yeah, but you can't be done.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep,
like, I gotta keep going.
Wait. Floating.
How do you just sit on the inner tube and that's it?
Yeah, you sit on the inner tube and then it just like, floats you down
waves.
A river.
You're doing it wrong. You get the inner tube, and then you get a cooler that will float and with alcohol in it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're all tied together. Girl. You connect all your inner tubes together, so you're in a big cluster floating down a river that's really only goes up to your waist.
Girl, I had hella
She's
booze.
Like, I was already on
And
that.
I already had a rope. And we had like water guns, but it was still like after an hour in the sun, you're just like,
oh,
right,
I took a nap.
I'm so done. Like, I'm so over it.
It was all exciting. It was fun. Okay, guys, it's Friday afternoon. I just got off work. I'm going to take a nap. So for a while, I got disconnected on accident and I'm just floating around. They're keeping an eye on me. I slept like 45 minutes.
That sounds pretty
in
legit.
In the sun. It was just perfect. I woke up. I'm like, are we okay? They're like, yeah, you're good. You're good. You're fine.
You're good. We see you.
Like I was like kind of floating closer to the edge to the, to just like the brink to get back on land.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay, if anything happened, I just get back on land, but it was a very slow moving river, and it went up to like the highest point was maybe my waist. So, and I'm 5'1".
I'm gonna say
you're a little not that deep though.
Yeah. It wasn't very deep at all. No, but yeah, I mean, 1 year we did like wiffle ball. They had like my old roommates. We walked, which was a stupid idea. We went up and up and up like all these stairs to get to this park, and it was like a beer wiffle ball game.
Oh, okay.
So when you hit the wiffle ball, you have a beer in your hand.
Oh.
And so I was trying to be, or what you do is you put it down. Some people are putting it down, you hit, but then you have to pick up your beer and run.
Okay.
You have to have the beer in your hand when you run. Hmm. And I kept sucking when I was trying to hit it for realsies. And so I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to be drinking. And I kept hitting it one handed. And apparently I'm better when I'm drunk with one hand. Yeah, it was pretty legit. So something like that's fun. Or
what are you doing, Kiana?
I'll be working at the Tacoma Freedom Fair. If anybody cares, you can stop on by. I'll be there from about 7 a.m. till about 12 p.m. So it'll be a long day.
Dude, do you get time and a half?
No, I'm salaried. So.
Oh, sorry.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so
I forgot that's
a
thing.
Yeah, I typically work 4th of July. I can't really remember the last time I had a 4th of July off. Well, it was probably quite a few years ago. We came here and watched the fireworks and stuff.
It's really like not that popping. I don't know.
I think my 4th of July is going to be accidentally popping because like I have a view of this of like the water and stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I'm sure somebody's going to have fireworks. And we have a grill and stuff on the deck. I'm staying home. I'm chilling.
Oh, heck yeah.
Get a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple cases of beers is what you meant to say.
Cheaper, it's safer.
My girl. No,
we've come here for 4th of July or for New Year's before, but unfortunately our view's gone.
I know. It is gone.
Yeah, dude. That makes me sad.
Oh, well.
I
don't know. I'm going to see the guy I've been talking about. I'm finally going to meet him.
Oh, word? That's still a thing. I'm legitimately surprised.
So I will give you the quick rundown.
Yes, please.
I Facebook kind of stalked this dude.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it the other day, like 100 and how many messages did
So I saw this guy. It's like, hey, this, you know, you guys know this many people. I'm like, oh, that guy's really cute. I wonder, there's two guys in the picture. I wonder which one it is.
Uh-huh.
And then I go and it's not the one I wanted. Aww. And I was like, oh, well, let me see if he tagged him. So I went to his Facebook. I'm like, oh, my God, he's really cute and he seems really cool. So I added him.
Uh-huh.
And I've done that before. You know, you add somebody, you're like, oh, well, we have mutual friends. Whatever. I'll add you. And I had posted a picture. It was like two pugs. It's like when, you know, relationship goals, like when you just want to eat junk food and fall asleep all, you know, and while Netflix is playing kind of a thing.
Yeah,
And so he comments on it. It's like, I love pugs. And then we end up talking, just like random, like nothing necessarily flirty where it's like, hey, you know, it's just like just genuine, like just, you know, back and forth banter. And it was like 127 comments later on this post. I finally sent him a private message. I'm like, we should probably, you know, in case someone notices, this is a little weird. And so we've been talking ever since, and it's been like a month.
Oh, wow.
So.
Is he live here in Seattle?
He lives
or?
In Olympia.
Okay, okay.
So it's a little far.
South
it's not like
boy.
It's not like I can just say, hey, like, after work, let's meet up.
Yeah.
And me and Sarah just like, you got to meet him before he, like, dies out, before the fizz goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, like, we've been talking every day, and, like, we...
That's legit, dude.
You know? I mean, I don't want to say, like, we dig each other, but I'm digging him. I think he's cool. But, I mean, you never know until you meet somebody.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. In person.
But you guys are both single.
Yes.
And have been like kind of flirting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like in the private messages a little more, but not even like super
like OD.
Forward.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, hey. Nope.
Not yet.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
I like it because that sounds normal and like at a steady pace. And like, it seems like this is going to actually play out.
It worried me because he knows who I am and he does listen. So I think I mentioned him yesterday on air. Uh-huh. And he messaged me like a comment. That
Dude,
no.
That is so awkward.
That is a little
weird. Oh, man.
I mean, I even think it's awkward because like I have a boyfriend now and he sometimes listens more now because he like, you know, knows.
Likes you stuff, yeah. Like,
and so,
all here's Bae, let me listen.
When I'm mentioning something and then I come back in this room and I have a text from him, like, for example, I went on my tangent on air about how I love little people.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And then I come in and I have a text from him being like, please don't leave me for a little person. And I'm like,
that's hilarious. No, I love that,
that's
actually.
Really funny.
That's so adorable.
Yeah, like, he has a great sense of humor and, like, totally knows I wouldn't, but I wouldn't.
What if
yeah,
it's like a famous
weird.
Little person? You got to get it with a famous little person.
Yeah, I totally want to do a little
You know
person.
What? Speaking of that, I did meet Zach Roloff a couple years
did
ago
you?
At the Clark County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Which one is that?
Mm-hmm. He's from Little People, Big World.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
did
not,
you shake his hand?
No, I just said it. I was like, huh, I didn't really want to bother him.
It'd be like that.
He's a dad
no,
now.
No, he was with his, I guess, current wife now. Yeah,
because I think he just had a bebe.
Mm-hmm.
See, bebe? I get, like, so weird about it. Like, I just, like, I can barely speak even think about it. Like, if one just was, like, walking in the studio, I'd be like...
I think my friend... actually, true story, my friend's friend with one of them that's on one of those reality shows... Like,
so
I think she like hangs out up in Everett or something.
Huh.
I'll give you the hookup.
Yeah.
At some point.
How do you know if you like fractured a rib?
You can't breathe real well.
It's bruised.
Oh, I thought I was like,
are you laughing that hard or did you hurt yourself just now?
No, my rib has for real been hurting since yesterday. And I think I did something when I was like, because we had to do some crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
You gotta go to the doctors.
Because, because I'm laughing. I was like, oh, wait, I can't laugh right now as hard as I was.
Yeah, I don't think there's much you can do for...
You can't.
Yeah, you just got to wrap it and just take it easy.
Just chill.
YouTube. We shall look at YouTube here after the podcast.
I could give you an exam.
How to fix a broken rib.
I'm here for that. What's up,
Sarah?
Winky
face. Hey. You all over.
Hashtag.
I didn't know your ribs were so low.
They just keep going down.
Don't make her laugh. But long story short, yeah, we've been talking. We're going to meet up.
Awesome.
I haven't met him in person. We snap each other. We message each other all the time.
Aww,
I think he's cool. So
You said like, tomorrow that's happening?
Monday. So apparently, though, he is a little younger than I am.
How old is he?
Why are you making her laugh?
It's no, because, like, you're
because I feel like, and I could be wrong.
No, it's so funny.
Well, the last guy
I
dated was 11 years older than I was.
I have some girlfriends who are so against dating someone younger.
Oh, really?
And I feel like you're one of those.
I've never dated younger.
Well,
is he, though?
Yeah, like, how young?
He's 26, and I'm about to turn 28.
That's not that bad.
I mean, for men, that's honestly, that's my max
and
of young.
I was going to say, like, any younger, because I went out with a... By went out, I mean I saw him naked the first time we met. It's like, hey, you come over, we have sex. Yes, Tinder. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, he was pretty. He's actually, I have pictures.
Oh, yes, I'm totally here.
But he was like 24, 25 when I was like 26, 27.
Yeah, and even that seemed young. Huh?
But like talking to him, I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
And I think it was because he's like, he even made a joke. He's like, yeah, I play. Like, we had done it. We had finished doing the deed. And we're both just kind of laying there, like trying to catch our breath because it was awesome. And
I love it.
He just turns and looks at me and he's like, so, tell me about yourself. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, are you kidding me? You just went all up in my business.
See, I love that. I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
I think, well, I was born in New York.
Look at how pretty he is.
Okay, he's totally, yeah, what's up? I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I have such a thing for like long hair now. Like, it is a...
Do you want to see pee-pee?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I was talking about this show to one of the like
the coloring is so funny. He was like pink and then hella pale.
You know why? I think this, he had just gotten out of the shower, so it's like pink then pale, like the hot water on the chest.
That's so distracting for my eyes.
He's so cute.
Oh,
he looks
God,
like a scumbag.
Real funny.
But he's like, I played a lot of football and stuff, so don't let your kids do contact sports because this is what happens. I'm like, oh, that's why you're dumb.
That
I didn't say that.
That and he probably didn't have to do any real work if he was like a popular like sports player. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So he probably just
and fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he never did anything.
I forgot his name. I don't remember.
Wait, so
be like that.
So if you do meet up with this dude on Monday, would you sleep with him?
I don't know yet. Like,
because also, it kind of seems like this is more than just like a little like, hey, let's hang out.
And yeah, yeah.
I kind of like him.
I kind of hope you don't, unless it sparks that hard. Sometimes it sparks that hard, but
you're hoo-ha.
I don't really know what to do here because Sissy does live kind of far.
Mm-hmm.
I have to work Monday night at my other gig. So I told him, hey, after you get off work Monday, you want to come over and we can go do stuff. But I won't be off, depending on how busy it is, until maybe like 9. Maybe
that's
like,
not bad.
Like 7-ish. But still, like if you get off work, takes him a couple hours to get up here with traffic at like 4:30.
Oh, yeah, especially through
so,
from
like,
Olympia.
Yeah, exactly. So I told him, like, if you make the drive up here, I'll buy you dinner at where I work because I'll buy you the biggest freaking plate you want.
I get half off.
Oh, no, I'm managing. I manage Monday nights. I get that free.
Yeah. So you can get whatever you want, boo. No, I like that. That's a good trade-off.
But then it's like he's not going to drive all the way. Like, I'm not going to make him drive all the way back.
Yeah.
So it's like
now it's like the awkward, like, should you sleep on the couch? Should I put the inflatable mattress? My bed is big enough. Do we platonically sleep next to each other? Do we just do it? Like, I do not know.
I guess we'll see what the night
I guess I will give you an update on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I will just say that. So that's what I'm doing for the 4th
for
of July.
You.
I am nervous too, but I'm trying not to think about it. Like, because I asked him, what would you like to do? And he's like, I'm down for like cheap doing stuff. So like Netflix binging, he loves. We could just watch some shows, or we can go out like on a hike or walk around.
Yeah, do some cheap touristy things. Like, yeah. I know the Sam has some things going on. And,
on Monday? Or Sunday? Or Friday?
What day is it?
Tuesday.
You literally said every day of the week, so maybe.
I'm hungry right now, man. But I'm not hangry. I'm just stupid hungry.
But it is the 4th, so you got to make sure about
that. It's going to be a little crowded.
That's why
downtown.
Hikes are like totally free and open.
I want something like, you know, outside-y. Maybe just do like...
go like paddleboarding or something.
Ooh. Dude, I'm going to go paddleboarding so bad. Ooh, I learn how to swim first.
You don't know
how to swim. That could be a problem.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like take care of the swimming thing first.
I just assumed that if you were in the military, like any branch of the military, they'd make you learn how to swim.
No, I just had a yellow helmet. So if you can't swim, when you do your training in the military, they just give you a life vest and a yellow helmet. And I was like, dude, I will take that yellow helmet, like spot, because they need to spot you because you can't swim. I was like, me, make sure you look for me. My ass can't swim, dude. Okay, yeah, I can't swim. So like literally for like water training, it was 4 days. The only day I wasn't like crying, thank God you couldn't tell because I was in the water, was the 4th day. Like I was terrified. Like we were for real in the middle of the damn ocean and I'm just like... yellow helmet.
I'm dying. That's amazing.
Oh,
so like on my bucket list for this summer is to learn how to swim because like I can't be because I'm in Washington. You know, I want to go to California and stuff like that. I love.
Do you want to like learn in a pool or do you want to learn in like a lake or something?
Let's start out with the pool, baby steps. Yeah, and then like, but like eventually I'm going to be like out, you know, all up in there.
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to learn how to swim. Yeah, I do.
I'll teach you how because I took swimming lessons when I was a kid and like it's like. For you to do multiple levels. So first, level one.
Dude, I will be there. So with my little like little floaties, I'm ready.
We'll get you a little kickboard thing you can hang on
to. Yeah, that was part of the training. Because like I remember like the level zero was like for little kid, like 3 or 4 year olds. It's like a teeny tiny pool where they can splash. Level one is called bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this. It's like you have to hold on to the edge of the pool and you go and you let yourself go under. And you blow bubbles for like 5-10 seconds. You come up. And you go underneath and you're blowing bubbles. It's just so you can get your used to the being under the water. You can get used to bubbles, holding your breath.
Do
you
that want makes me to, like, so excited. Can we for real do that?
Like, yeah.
Do you want me to pretend that I can't swim too? So there's like two of us. You're not like alone.
Oh, dude, I don't care. I would love to do that, dude. I would be there blowing bubbles. And I don't mind
bubbles.
At all.
We'll get you the little kickboard. And we'll have you start kicking.
I do not mind being a 4-year-old. Yeah,
you know? I'll film this.
This is actually pretty awesome.
I'm really excited. This is for real on my bucket list.
Yeah, like I will like I'll hold you up and stuff, and we'll like do the practice like kicking.
I'm gonna learn how to swim this summer. Yay! Yeah. I'm gonna like cry. I'm like excited. Thank you.
Especially like early afternoons. Like nobody's gonna be out really. We can do it.
Oh my God.
Pool.
I will find out the pool. No, oh, that's my excited noise. Sorry.
Okay, I thought you swore.
No, I'm just like, You know, like, what's Despicable Me? You're just like, it's so cute and fluffy. I'm going to die.
I'm
like,
going to die. Yeah, like, I'm just, so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, it was just that noise.
Never have I ever seen that movie.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, it's so cute.
Like, the first one is like, pretty cute. Like, it starts to get ridiculous with, like, Minions Part 19. But, like, the very first Despicable Me is really cute. Yeah.
I really like the second one, too. I liked it a lot.
I can't even remember
it. It's the one where he gets, he meets the girl who's played by Kristen Wiig.
Oh,
the girl spy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like,
Anywho, those are the 4th of July plans. I'm just kind of writing notes right now because I want to make sure we get to... Do you want ridiculous? Let's do the things that kind of... The angry stuff so we can end on happier, funny stuff.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'll do this.
I'm so
hungry. Here, I'm just going to turn the mic off for a sec. Tell me when you're good. So I got this message on the Facebooks yesterday on my fan page, and it really... ticked me off.
Okay. No, thank you.
So this dude writes, like, this is after we had the guy trying to buy my panties.
Oh.
And we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. But he writes, "You're not that hot, ... I'm sitting here like, what?
But yet you're messaging me, so obviously.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, I never said I was, but if this guy's offering me $300 for my panties, I'm gonna consider it.
Wait, when did you get, when, what?
This,
when,
this like he messaged when... me like after that whole conversation on air yesterday. So it was before 10 o'clock. And so I write, "Thanks, bud. Have a great day," with a big old smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
He writes, "LOL. I was just giving you a bad time. I do gotta say, I'm a big fan and I love how you give BJ a bad time. Keep it up. Best wishes."
Okay.
So what happened is that was the only way he knew how to get your attention, because he obviously has no game, no play, and is a general jackhole.
And normally if he messaged me that, I would ignore him, but I was feeling kind of spicy yesterday.
A little spicy.
So I write back, and normally I'm not like this, but I'm like, "That was very rude, though. I don't think you weren't being serious." He's like, "Yes, that was very rude of me, and I do have to apologize to you. I really did not think that anybody would respond. I don't really use social media. I was just tickled pink that you even responded again. I am very sorry. I was just giving you a bad time. Just because you responded to me, I am so surprised. You made my day. I guess I'm just jealous because you talk about all the men and I'm not one of them, LOL." And he sends me a picture of himself. I'm like, "Really? You're calling me not that attractive and you sent me this picture?" I'm like,
To be honest, I feel like that's really annoying, but like, I think everything he said was true, and that's exactly what I was going to say back.
You called it.
Yeah, like, so basically he just he's just a troll, like, just like internet trolls just do that because they don't have nothing else better to do, I guess. And so
but then I respond, "That's not an excuse, dude.
It's not."
Oh. And he didn't respond to that. So my thing is, like, I get the whole negging, the negative, whatever. Like, I get why you kind of want to do that, but no.
They don't think anyone's going to either see it or respond to it, because I get that a lot, either even like on the fan pages, like a BJ or a KSW or whatever, is they'll say something negative and then you'll respond and you'll be like, "Okay, well, if we're not your cup of tea, like, maybe try us again, we'll be here," or like, "That's okay, thanks for your opinion, blah, blah, blah." And then they respond and all of a sudden it's like a 180 and they're like, "Sorry, that was actually really harsh, this and that." And I'm like, "Do you not think we read this?" Or like, I don't,
right?
Why are you even putting it out there?
It's what kind of a sad life do you have to write something so like negative, like, somewhere like this? Like, is this you venting? Go write in a journal, butthole. Because like, do you not think we're not human beings? Like, this is my fan page. It's mine. Like, it's me. It's not the stations where multiple people are running it. It's mine. And it's like, do you not think that we're human beings? And just because we give each other a hard time on the podcast or on air, like, I'll call BJ whatever names and he'll call me names back. He'll call us crazy or whatever. Or whoers. But that's because we're family and you can do that with family. If I don't know you and you start insulting me right off the bat, I don't really want to talk to you. And I'm not gonna sit there and like take it anymore. I'm just gonna call you out on it. It's like, it's not necessary. Is it really worth your time? It's not worth mine.
Yeah.
And then if you did think someone was gonna actually read it, or someone does, like, what do you think your response is gonna be? Like, if someone says, "What do you say? You're not that pretty," or
it's
something
like, you're not that hot.
You're not that hot. Like,
what am I supposed to say to that? Like,
flip, I actually am.
Hashtag hair flip. Like, seriously,
They're probably just looking for a response. And I don't think, like you said, people do realize, like, there are other people on the other side of that computer. Just because you're typing to a computer doesn't give you the liberty just to be a D-bag, in a sense.
And one recently, like, Sarah kind of showed me, sent to, like, one of BJ's fan pages. He sends a message, says, "Can I get Vicky on my lap?" And then Sarah responded, "I will ask for you, ha ha." Which I'm guessing it's like,
I thought that was like a very way to like ignore it, but respond.
That
obviously,
was funny.
I wasn't going to ask, but of course, then he followed up.
Let me ask her.
Day.
Yeah, because he's like, "Thanks." And then again, "What did she say?"
And then, this guy was legit with it.
And then he asks, he says, I want to eat Vicky's Twinkie, because we were talking about Twinkies.
Yeah.
Like, I want to eat that's gross. And so I decided, Sarah's like, I don't know what to do. So I respond to him.
Let me ask if you can eat her Twinkie.
1 second.
I say,
be right back.
This is how I respond to people on the internet. I appreciate the offer, but I have to politely decline. Thanks, though. From Vicky. He's like, WTH, you know, what the hell? Are you kidding me? And he can't spell worth crap. That is some bulls. And I'm like, cool. Just because I don't want you to eat my Twinkie, I don't want to sit on your lap, does not mean it's BS, you entitled.
Do people have jobs or other things to do?
And I just wrote,
honestly, not, boo.
I just wrote, I wrote back, thanks for understanding, you know, Vicky. And he just wrote LOL. So I think he might just be a troll.
Is this you guys' general, like, is this an internet thing? Like, is it I cannot freaking talk. I guess I'm asking if it's specifically your personal pages or your fan pages or
that one was on BJ's Twitter.
Yeah.
So that was
weird.
Really weird.
But I'm looking at this guy's Twitter though, and he's all about like retweeting like the naked like either bikini baristas or porn stars. So it's like a bunch of boobies.
I really hate like, I guess what, you know, to each his own, but I'm just like, ugh, it's a sleazy.
You do realize look sleazy. It's like, you can do it. You are more than welcome to, but it's still going to creep me out. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But anyway.
Boo so trolls that really, on social medias.
That really annoyed me. But I mean, I was kind of I was flattered and creeped out that a guy called in wanting to spend $300.
Dope.
He was willing to go $300 or $600 for two pairs of my panties in a signed frame because he wants them up on his wall.
He's a collector.
I'm like, cool. What else have you collected? He's like, nothing.
Yeah, he's just starting. He's got to start somewhere.
No, but he was so sweet. Like, well,
not sweet. He was
killer start out. Real sweet.
How is this sweet? He answers the phone. He's like, hey, you're on the rug. He's like, hey.
No.
I was like, how is that sweet?
No, but he was like, I'm not like a creeper. I'm
58 years old.
But he like really like loves Vicky.
And I'm that's not creepy.
The way
that's
you're
sweet.
Talking about him as if he's this fluffy little bunny. Like, no, that is scary.
He's like, If a werewolf really loved me, that wouldn't be sweet.
But he didn't say like, I want your used panties after you like... in them, and then I'm gonna put them all over my face.
Well, that's included.
At least he has some class.
He
has some class.
He wants them framed with her signature. So,
like, yeah.
Plus, I mean, I would do that in like a heartbeat.
But
$600.
I would
for a pair of.
Oh no,
my
panties, I definitely would.
Sure,
I have some cute ones too. So
I would totally give him some of my cute ones I've worn during Dirty Time that have been washed that I don't really wear very often. I totally have the underwears that I know. I even saved
a frame. I wouldn't say I wouldn't do it.
I saved a frame just in case. I just I get it all done.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't do it, but like,
You would.
I'm like, I mean, I think it'd feel weirder if they were, I'm going to send them clean. Like, I've worn these before, but they have been washed since.
I mean, like,
in a signed frame, I think that's pretty cute, actually.
Thank you. This guy has class, okay? Sure.
I mean, like,
he doesn't want a picture of me, which I've had some really awesome pictures. Like, my buddy Chad Shepard, or his artist name is like Blackie Shepard. He drew me as this really awesome, like, death version.
I would like to see that.
Oh, and he's like making shirts too. I need to buy one.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic. And
pull that up, boo.
I will.
Yay.
So
that's not your panties.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so if you really love me, why wouldn't you want?
I would
beautiful...
rather have your panties.
So then you can't say he's not creepy.
But
he's not a collector.
You are creepy. I'm gonna say, I think Sarah just realized just then that that she was creepy. Like, I saw the look. She was like the cogs working her head. Like, wait, if that means he's creepy, that means Curry to two. Wait, no, I'm not creepy.
I don't know. I really don't think it's that bad. I think some of us have like sticks up our asses when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, it's not so much that. I don't think the whole idea is creepy in itself. Because that is a very intimate thing, and like that is usually
reserved.
Have
somebody call the radio station, be like, "Hey, can I have some of your underwear?" Like,
it's an intimate thing, right? It's like that's something you give your underwear to a guy you like or whatever. That is a level of intimacy you don't achieve. Mm-hmm. Like, you may be with somebody you love, or maybe somebody you're seeing casually, but like not somebody that you don't know, right?
It was $600.
But I'm like,
I get it, but I wouldn't do it.
Like, the whole situation. I'm not saying that like me doing it wouldn't like be feeding into it. Like, I'm feeding into the creepy. Like, that's totally. But one of the things I did, like, that message from earlier did kind of, like, set me off. And, like, BJ's been on a cranky mood.
been a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last week. And then today it just felt like it dragged on. You just kind of roll. He wasn't even here. I think
I was like, when I rolled in, like, you guys' vibe are very low. And I was like, damn, sorry, I'm late. Like, I thought you guys were like, no. Oh, like, if it's,
we just
I
had to deal with BJ all day.
Yeah. Or all week, sounds like it.
Right?
Yeah.
Sarah, do you want to say why he's all mad?
I don't know. He just, I shared some things on the radio that apparently he wasn't happy with.
Oh, what did you share?
I think he's also, you know, not relapsing, but he's trying to get balanced again after taking pain medication for a couple days. So now he's trying to like adjust. I think he just
lean
needs
back
to
off of him a little bit.
He doesn't need to begin.
Crazy, yeah.
He needs to just have a little bit of dosage every day.
Up the dosage.
Dose something.
Just a little bit, enough.
Put a little bit in his cottage cheese.
That's what I was thinking.
That was the most gentle way to drug somebody, Kiana. You're so sweet.
But I decided I want to start
for
doing,
his own benefit.
I kind of want to start seeing a chiropractor because I have back problems.
Oh. Dude, yeah.
And then, like, I think he even said, like, when I went yesterday, he's like, you seem to have, like, some sort of neck issue, so I'm going to take some x-rays of your neck. I'm like, cool, you're the second person to tell me that. So that's not, that's
awesome.
I was trying to ignore it the first time. Now I can't.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking into self-care. Because, I mean, today is National Social Media Day. And like, unfortunately, social media, as awesome as it can be, it is full of trolls, as we have seen.
Yes.
Dude.
It's just full of weird people that have no other reason for living except to make other people miserable.
Not only that, I feel like social media, it really does like make you feel like, oh, you have to do this, you have to show this, you have to do that. Like, mm-hmm. I've read something where like social media like causes a certain level of depression because
of
this.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
And so I remember, especially after elections, like I deleted disabled all my social media because I was for real, like, couldn't even deal with everything that was posted.
I have an idea.
Yes.
This is going to be our own task. And if you guys listening want to participate, please do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can start a trend.
Oh.
So I have my cousin's biological grandmother. I'm friends with her on Facebook. She's known me since I was a little girl, and she's a very, very nice, sweet old lady. And anytime I post a selfie of myself, which I don't do often on my personal Facebook, she'll always comment, oh, Victoria, you look so beautiful. I miss you, sweetheart. I love you so much. And I haven't seen this one much as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But she just has like so much love. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why can't we have more of that?
Yeah.
So why don't we do something like where once a day, if we're on social media, you have to like find somebody that you know on your friends list and leave them a really, really nice comment. Not just like, looking good, babe. Just leave them something substantial and just let's spread some love.
Dude,
I'm all
like
about spreading this love.
I love that. So I kind of already, do that. You ever see my hashtag good vibes only?
Uh-huh.
Like, and like, I'd be going in on people. And
you're
like,
very positive with your statuses.
Thank you. Like, and like sometimes, like sickening positive like sometimes.
But, I'm like, I'm not staying positive today, Destiny, actually.
I want bad vibes only,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. No, so yeah, like no, but like I don't do it on their comment page. Like I do it in their private messages. Mm-hmm. Like it's been so many times I had to send random people like because I can notice trends on Facebook like they haven't been dissing that. So like I'll send them. I was like, hey boo, like I've noticed this. I just reminded that you're awesome. Blah 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 blah. I love you. Mwah, bye. And so like, it'll be a week later and they'll message me back like, yo, that for real helped me. Like thank you so much.
Aww. Yeah, that's really awesome.
I love that. So let's do that.
If you want to do the private messages, you can. If I'm thinking if we do them in comments.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, it can like spread.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and that maybe could spread it
awesome
a little
idea.
Bigger. Do you think we need a hashtag?
I would say let's hashtag
pass the love. Hashtag pass something like that. Pass it along.
Yeah. Do you want to come up with a hashtag? You just want to just do it right in a second, figure it out.
I mean, just something like that.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Spread the love.
It really could just be good vibes only. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like unfortunately that's used by a lot of 16-year-olds in their like Forever 21 T-shirts.
God damn it. I was about to say that. Sorry, but now I've got.
No, yeah, you can.
Now I got to change my hashtag because you're right.
But something like, you know, just pass it along to that way. You kind of like they don't
pass
have
it on?
To pass it on.
Pass it
or pass
on.
The love on.
Oh, pass the love.
Share the love.
Share the love. Isn't that Coca-Cola?
Maybe share love something.
Yeah. I'm liking hashtag share love.
Or pass the vibes. That sounds like pass the vibe. Vibrators.
I mean, only three. I mean, that too. Stuff.
Why not? Does
why
boost
not?
Morale.
I mean,
makes
you like
feel
that.
Good.
We will figure it out and we will post on whatever our social media is exactly what the hashtag is, maybe.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And
if
also,
not, if you have any recommendations, let us know.
Yeah, I would say I'm also very interested in what it shall be or your thoughts about it.
All right. But because everyone, like, I know you had a stressful week last week, and, you know, this week has, you know, It's been challenging. 2017 isn't the glorious year that we thought in relation to. I feel like everyone was complaining about 2016. We just had a lot of celebrity deaths.
I love 2017 so far.
But 2017 is my best year. 2017
has been way better than 2016.
Well, says the girl with the boyfriend. But we lost Adam West, Sarah.
Getting laid all the time.
We lost Adam West.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even care. 2017 is way better.
Okay, so I was talking in general. A lot of people are complaining.
In general,
thank you for rubbing that in.
I think, I don't know.
I spend a lot of time on the internet, so on the a lot of posts.
On the interwebs, especially the it's already June and I don't have my life together by now. I'm just going to try for 2018.
I didn't lose the 20 pounds and I didn't do this. But what I'm saying is, forget all that. What do you guys do for self-love? And I'm not talking about alone time. But it's like things you do, you know what? I need to take care of myself. I need to give myself like little treats, whether it's food, whether it's like going to do something in particular.
Treat yourself.
Basically treat yourself in almost a, not medicinal, but something to like treat your soul. Destiny.
Because I am the, whatever you want to say, of treat yourself. But what something I do for both, like, I guess, mental health and, like, spiritual and just to make me happy.
Yeah.
I go to Pike Place. It's usually Fridays after the podcast. I walk down to Pike Place and I buy just really pretty flowers for my mom. Yeah, because she passed a couple years ago and she loved flowers. That's all she ever wanted was flowers. You know, for Mother's Day, she only wanted flowers. So I go to Pike Place and have flowers and makes me in a good mood. You know, like I see the water. I have flowers for Debbie. I get to think about Debbie. I get to spend money. Like I like, you know, it's all.
Yeah, you walk around.
Yeah,
you keep them for yourself.
Yeah, and so I have it there for the weekend for the week because you know Pike Place flowers they're like $5. They last for that long.
So
I just have them there for the weekend. It's just something just fun and bright like in my house. So yeah,
that's sweet.
I think self love. Treat yourself.
What do you guys do for self love?
I'm actually getting a massage today.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually jealous. Yeah.
I am so excited to get rubbed down.
Ooh, where are you going? Which one?
I got a massage envy.
Okay, cool. Nice. Cool.
Yeah, so I'm actually doing that, which I'm super stoked about.
I'm going to ask you about that because I need to start that too.
Yeah. I don't know. For other things, I guess working out is technically kind of self-love.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you really need working out. Like, when you can't work out, you lose your mind.
Yeah, I noticed that you like, need to go, yeah.
Yeah, like, because I'm already crazy, and so I need something that exhausts me to kind of keep me, like,
sane.
Even level-ish.
Yeah.
What you do, hot yoga.
Hot yoga, spin, Pilates.
Pilates seems like, oh, I want to try Pilates so bad.
Yeah, you should, dude.
Awesome.
So working out, all that's your self-love.
Kiana, what's your self-love?
That's actually something that I'm trying to work on because
you do is work.
Pretty much, I'm actually going to start yoga. Ooh, just because I do need to find some sort of balance in my life because I do work all the time. So that's actually, it's kind of funny. That is one thing I'm really trying hard to work on.
Where do you live? We have free yoga on my rooftop every single Saturday.
Oh, really?
And it's amazing.
I'm down in Tacoma area.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I work on the weekends. And that's the thing. My schedule is so
crazy.
So it's been really hard for me to actually do that, to take a little bit of time for myself. But when I can, I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, I try to...
You do the road trips. We've done a road trip together.
Yeah, that was fun. We got to do that again.
Actually, Kiana and I, we were going to do a second road trip because she was kind enough to she used her miles. I went to LA. She was already in LA and we drove all the way back and we felt like I fell in love with San Francisco and we stayed there for a couple days.
Awesome. Oh my gosh.
But we were going to do it again, but with the third person, unfortunately, she had to drop out and we realized that's a lot of money. And we were hoping the third person with the gas and the hotel would balance it out. So Kiana, being the responsible traveler she is, had a traveler's insurance. So it cost $10 to cancel?
Oh yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, for a hotel and stuff. So we ended up taking all the money we would have spent, and we had a literal treat yourself day.
Yeah.
So it started with us getting up, going to get massages.
Mm-hmm.
We went to walk around Pike Place Market, and then we went to Daniel's Broiler and got real fancy steak.
Yeah. Oh my!
And food and all that. And then the last bit was we wanted to go to get a tattoo. And so I didn't get to because it was last second. Do you have any openings? Do you have any openings? Okay. And so luckily Kiana did. And she got her David Bowie.
Yeah, I got the little lightning bolt. That's on there. Yeah.
Can we please have a treat yourself day with all of us? I love that idea.
We'll plan something fun.
I would say we have to plan ahead. Yes. Like that's what I was going to tell you, Kiana. Like you can like with your crazy schedule, you just have to do like a stupid amount of planning to do your treat
pretty
yourself
much,
type
pretty,
stuff.
Well, yeah. Once August hits, I'm pretty much gone until the end of September. But I do have some availability in July, so we should let's do this.
Treat yourself.
I'm down.
Treat yourself. Mm-hmm.
The way my account's set up.
Right.
So
there's a lot of treat yourselves you can do that are like self-love or self-care that you can do that are either very inexpensive or, you know, free.
Yeah. Yeah. And self-care doesn't always have to be like, oh, like in a buying bubble something. Bath or yeah. like buying this.
Well,
or,
like
yeah.
I did find an article. It says 16 acts of self-care to get you through 2017.
Okay. I'm interested.
So this is a BuzzFeed article and has cute little comics. It says, turn off your phone for a set amount of time. Just turn it off. I know Sarah doesn't really have this problem, but a lot of people are glued to their phones and glued to the drama because you're stuck with everything in your hand.
I went to Leavenworth for a friend's birthday a few weekends ago, mm-hmm. and we were all like in the cabin or whatever, like eating dinner, and everyone was on their phone but me. And the birthday girl noticed, and the birthday girl was like, we're going to go out to the clubs and no one can bring their phone. We're only going to have one person bring their phone, like just in case anything happens, blah, blah, blah. Everyone had a mother effing hissy fit.
Really?
I was disgusted with everyone. I was like, oh, you can't snap that you're at the club. Aww. You poor mother. I was so like, dude, put it in the basket and just hang out with the people you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I get that.
Sarah doesn't like technology, though.
See, no, and I don't like that you can't just like be with the people you're with. Like,
yeah.
Who are you gonna need? Like who? Like you're gonna need your
you're
mom.
You're not gonna
all the
miss anything.
Like,
just you'll be fine.
If something actually happens at the bar, like everyone else will have a phone to call 911 if you need it. Like,
hey, I need to get my my Pokemon steps going. Yeah. Right, I need to catch my Pokemon.
My Pokemon needs
people
their Fitbit.
People still play the Pokemon thing.
Some do. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot say, but one of our bosses here does, and so every couple months or so, he has me to like go through all his Pokemon and like
wonder
level them up
is.
For it.
Jesus.
So
Mary
when I was
Joseph.
Doing that the other day, it made me want to download it again. So I got it again, but I used it.
Yeah.
He's like, Vicky, I have an update on my phone. Can you help? And I'm like, cool, what's the update? He's like, oh, no, it's not that. And he like opens up the app. I'm like,
I love that. No, it's so funny. I was learning. So basically, the last week, you guys heard, I told you guys about my last week. In this week, because things didn't get any simpler this week. Like, things were just as crazy. It's like trying to get to LA and all that jazz. But like, something I learned is just like, I always have exactly what I need. Like, I didn't have I left my car. I didn't have any cash. I didn't have nothing, you know, all that jazz. But like, the universe kept working, and so I always had exactly like what I needed. And so I realized one time I didn't have my phone out there, and I was like, I'm glad I don't have my phone because I'd be glued to it. I wouldn't be looking around. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be like talking to these people. I wouldn't be doing any of this. I was like, I'm putting my damn phone down. Like when I get back home, I'm going to not be on my phone as much because it distracts me. I don't even like half the people on my Facebook anyway. You know, like,
you don't care what the hell I'm actually doing.
I for real don't care. It's just something to do. And like, I guess we get so.
And my thing is you either don't care at all or you like are kind of jealous. You're like, oh, wow, they're in Vegas right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, they're in the Caribbean.
Damn, what am I doing?
Your body looks so good.
See,
like,
for me,
that's inspiring for me, though.
I get real ADD, so I need something to do with my hands. So when I have put my phone away, I find, like BJ would complain about that. I put my phone away, mm-hmm. and then I immediately grabbed a piece of paper, and I started doodling. Because, like, I need to be doing something. Like, I'm watching TV. I eat while I watch TV, or if I'm done eating, I'll start, you know, looking through books or whatever. I don't try to read. I can't actually read a whole book while watching TV. It throws me off because I need to have the right music for a book.
Could you like drive me bonkers? I'd be like, put that piece of paper down.
And I tell you,
you're the fidget spinner, boo. Like, you are
no,
the actual
spinners
person.
Spinners, I would totally be more distracted. I'd just be like, okay. And then I'd get over it and I'd just toss it. Like, nope, I'm over this.
Yeah.
He's nope. Adderall. It concentrates you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a prescription, but I'm going to therapy.
Like, shots fired.
No, I've been saying this forever. I like that. I'm trying to get like going to therapy to try to figure that all out. So
I'm trying to figure out how to like, what are the steps to get like an actual prescription for Adderall?
Psychiatrist.
Because I actually need it, not because I need to study. I'm so you know what I mean.
Like, you don't want
to
get on that stuff.
No, but
it's just speed.
It's speed.
It's just
but
speed.
But I want a very little dose enough because I've taken some from friends, and when I took like a 21, I was just gone. I was like, nope, I do not like this. Do not like too much.
The only time, so like I have to see if it like worked. It really does like I focus. Like, my choo-choo-choo-choo is just one choo.
Yeah, I've never taken it. Yeah. I'm scared.
Because you probably don't need it. Like, I'm for real, like, the way my brain works, the way, like, interact.
I was going to say, you're very high energy, but I feel like you're very just, like, one track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like, you know when you open up a you know, computer and you open up all the, things?
Yeah, tabs.
That's all my the tabs. Brain
that
constantly.
Is, yes. Yeah. And they're all playing music.
At the same damn time.
That is
At
my brain.
At the same damn time.
Right now, it's a little...
Sorry.
My brain's a little chill right now because I'm really hungry and I'm really tired, so I'm feeling really just kind of...
Maybe that's the key.
That's why we help a lot.
I was just going to say, I'm like, there's other alternatives.
Weed does not help me. It makes me fall asleep every time, regardless of the type.
See, That happens. I used to think people were BSing that. That really does happen to some people.
Like, I tried I'm like, ooh, I want... Like, I bought a bunch of the...
CBD or...
Sativa or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's supposed to have you all...
Like, awake, and I'm like... Cool. I can like I'm a little bit more alert. Like It'd I was like, oh, that. Cool. I'm not like I don't feel that like laziness like that like
being cozy. Heavy.
I don't feel heavy or cozy, but I'm like, boom, out, sleep. But Darn. Back to the list. The second one is
self-love. We gotta add.
Of the self-love. Sip on a warm, cozy beverage.
Oh, you know,
like hot cocoa
does.
In your belly.
Good tea.
Hot chocolate always does make me feel nice.
Hot chocolate is like when I smell it, I just immediately think of winter and like home
I love
and like
it.
Some marshmallows,
the mini marshmallows. Mm-hmm. Like Debbie had to like hide the marshmallows for me because I would put like half the bag in the
whole thing's all marshmallows.
Yeah. So marshmallows and like a drop or like a tablespoon of hot chocolate.
I really want hot chocolate now, but it's going to be hot today.
Yeah.
It's like 80 degrees out.
Right.
Hot chocolate, everybody.
Number three, hug someone you love, whether an animal, whether a family member, a friend.
Or bunny boo. Hugs really do. It was free hugs at Pride, and it really did help. I like that.
Yeah.
I love hugs.
That's why I can tell, like, when I had a coworker once, and you can tell he was having a hard time. He was new, or I was new, and it's like, I don't really know you too well. And, like, he had, like, stuff going on in his family.
Aww.
And like he always had this attitude like I thought he didn't like me, but that's just how he is. He like acts very uninterested. He's a very like sassy gay boy, and he was having a hard time, and I just like, can I give you a hug? And he's like, oh. And I like gave him like a big like a tight one, like because you know you do the half hugs a lot.
Yeah,
like,
you have to,
like, bring
them,
it
like,
in.
And you have to like hold it for multiple seconds, you just let them like breathe and take from
I'm about to like cry
because
like I know exactly how that feels.
Well, sometimes people do that to me and like that just like opens the can of like
mostly
all
start crying.
Yeah, because yeah. Like you just like
if someone like knows you had a rough day or something and you like go into work or somewhere and someone's like, "How are you doing?" with that voice.
Oh
and
yeah,
like,
they know.
You just start crying.
And that's like, and this is by the way, I'm throwing this out there to my ladies here. Mm-hmm. If you ever need that, just be like, "Vicky, I need a hug. Just give me a hug. I need like just be upfront. Just tell me, and I'm like, I know what that means. Come here, come here, hug
come
time."
Here.
I love that.
I'm good at hugs.
Thank you. I love my friends' nerves, but little idiosyncrasies. Like sometimes, Vicky, when I'm at the front desk, like you, I don't even know that I'm putting off the vibe, and you're just like, "I'll be back, honey. It's okay."
I'll give you because everyone needs different things. Some people need more attention when they're in that space, headspace. Some people want less attention.
Yeah.
And it's all about reading. And it's like, and Destiny's that kind of person. If she's overwhelmed, it's like, I'm gonna leave you alone. Do your thing, and I will be back.
And then as soon as you come back, I will be totally bubbly and happy again. Yep. But no, yeah, I appreciate you, Vicky.
Yeah. Just tell me. It's like,
right
I need
now,
space.
I'm arranging to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you just need space. Sometimes it's like, just hug me. Just hold me. Don't say a word. Just hold me. Another one is get a good night's sleep.
Dude, that is the truth.
Yep.
I was hysterically crying over frosting only because... I didn't get enough sleep.
Oh, man,
frosting.
I would have died to see that.
Yeah, no, I was hysterically crying. It was bad.
Okay. Number five is actually something we actually talked about. It's say something nice to a stranger, an acquaintance.
There you go.
It's like, good job. You rock. You did it. You're awesome. Number six, meditate. Whether you're
so hard to do.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Whether some people meditate in the form of yoga because you're concentrating. Some people consider that meditating. Some people pray to whatever religion they have. Or sometimes it's just... sitting there
quietly. Some people
quietly.
Can really just sit there. My mom meditates every day for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
I cannot.
That
can just
drives
sit there.
I can't
yeah,
can even imagine it.
I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything.
And well,
would,
and,
like,
then my, and your
me.
Mind tells you everything like, that you're not accomplishing.
I know. It would just
be
like
be.
A vicious cycle. It's
yeah. Yeah. How's that laundry no. going? Did you do the dishes
my
yet?
My meditating is
trash
cleaning.
Out?
No,
my,
like, ah.
Mine is cleaning. Like, I just recently started moving stuff around, putting pictures, moving pictures around. putting up posters. Actually, I'm very excited because I got some heavy duty nails for some like big frames I have that are heavy that are coming in the mail today. So I'm gonna be hanging up my pictures.
God, I hate doing that.
You know, I was
but
just
always
relaxing.
Love it afterwards.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, like we're removing the deck at our parents' place, and so I was out there ripping up. I mean, we're just destroying the deck pretty much.
That was
very therapeutic. I was out there for like 3 hours just ripping up boards and like throwing pieces of wood away and like hammering stuff, and I felt so much better afterwards. Yay. I was like,
I can take on the world.
Yeah, I was just like, that felt really good.
I mean,
like a good headspace. Oh my god, it was great. Yes.
I actually started doing this workbook. It's called The Artist's Way, and like it's like a thing apparently. Like everybody knows what it is. Like you know those certain books everybody knows, mm-hmm. and so like it's I guess a type of self-help book for various types of creative things. And so like one of their things, it says you have to do morning pages. Just first thing in the morning, you get up and you write all the crazy spastic things just firing off in your mind.
Wow.
And I've been doing that for a week, and that has for real have helped.
Do you have one of your sheets of paper? I'm so curious what goes off in your mind.
It's in a journal in my drawer, because I knew not to do that, because I have some weird stuff that just pops off in my brain. No, it's just like, it'll be like, man, I need to clean. I was like, goddamn bunny blues. It was like, oh, I have to do this. It's like, oh my god, my hair is such a mess. Like, it's no, like my brain is just ridiculous.
All over.
Yeah. All disjointed.
But writing definitely is a form meditation, I feel.
Number 7, hang out with animals in person or look at cute pictures of them. Sometimes
lame.
Like baby pic. You don't like. I am not an animal person.
Tell
and
us
I get
how you really feel.
You have a look of disgust.
Thank
on
you
your
for
face.
Like bringing the negativity, Sarah.
Just this.
Thank
just,
you for being.
I. You're welcome. That's okay. What I'm good for. But like I just. Ugh. I can't handle people and their stupid pets sometimes.
I don't. It's not so much a pet thing. It's for me.
Like my boyfriend is on this rant about getting a baby pig. Like he's like now not eating meat because of the baby pigs. So he's just showing me all these.
You're
dumb
a vegetarian.
Ass-
You're a vegetarian. You were like hardcore a hole.
I know, but I've never been. I'm not a vegetarian to save the world or save the animals. That's not why I'm a vegetarian.
But you were very much like, oh, that's wrong. You were very much about how wrong
like,
it was.
Yeah, and I'm cool. Like, don't eat meat. Like that's cool. Like I'm a good person to like. Eat tofu with because that's what I eat. But like he's just showing me all of these videos of these baby pigs and how cute they are, and I'm like,
see, I like,
cool.
I don't, I'm not
like, cool. He's like, I'll build them a house. We're gonna get baby pigs, and I'm gonna build it a nice little house, and we're gonna get a back. And I'm just like, no,
cool.
Just, no.
See, I like looking at pictures of baby anything, so I'll find like baby dogs or cats or babies.
I am sweating over here.
She is like really hating right now.
I think
now.
We hit a nerve.
I
with
feel
the
like
animals
Sarah
or
just
something.
Bleeds hatering. I swear to God,
jeez.
She's been all hatering today. She's not subtle
say,
either.
I'm really noticing that BJ must have really because you guys are mad. Like your vibes are mad different today. Like it's hilarious though. I love it. I can just tell that you guys need a nap. Oh darn.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to do yoga, and it's hilarious. I love it.
But don't look a baby pig whenever you do.
I'm gonna go to her massage and like make sure when she goes to her massage today,
like,
I'm gonna get a
noises.
Picture. Yeah, and then I'm gonna find a picture of a baby pig and put it under where she sticks her face. In the
seriously,
face hole. I'm gonna
just
put
it
right it
there.
So every time she opens her eyes, it's like baby pig.
You guys are just gonna like blow up my Facebook feed with baby pig, and then just like write something really nice about the baby pig.
It's like something really nice about you. Hope you're having a great day. Here's a baby pig.
Hashtag pass it on. Hashtag pass it on.
Anyway, moving on. Number 8, watch a movie, TV show, or read a book you love.
Dude, Steven Universe is for real meditative. Watch Steven Universe. I'm not joking. I love that freaking show.
Oh, it's a show?
Yeah, it's
Steven
a cartoon.
Universe?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. It's aimed towards children. I've talked about it before, but like, it talks about anxiety. It talks about depression, but like, watch Steven Universe. It's very meditative. And it's all pretty and sparkly.
Netflix?
I don't think it is. Maybe Hulu?
Hulu for sure.
Oh, okay.
That's I always watch Silver Linings Playbook. I love that movie.
Movies, TV shows always like
hit the
me
spot
feel better. Kiana's like, hell no.
She's not a movie person.
No.
Dude, it takes so much for me to sit down and watch a movie. The only time I watch a movie is when I'm
in the theater.
No, like trapped in an airplane on my way to somewhere. So I watched a movie yesterday because I didn't have a choice but to. And so
so you never go out to the movies.
What?
You never go to the movies?
No. I really for real don't like the movies.
Like if someone asked you out on a date and like, hey, let's go see this, you'd be like,
I'm like, can we please go somewhere else?
Can we literally do anything else but that?
Or bowling. I hate bowling too. I don't
know. What?
I know.
We're not
bowling's
friends
fun.
Anymore. Bowling is the best ever, and it's the best date, and it's so great.
Anywho, number nine, because we're running out of time.
We're at number nine.
It's so intense today. I was hoping this would be very meditative and chill. It has not been that.
We all need
I was trying, but y'all are just like,
I'm trying, man. Nine is donate to a charity you care about.
Lame.
Even if it's just a few dollars, you'll feel better. It's just Sarah's not very, you know, she doesn't like spending money, even for the poor peoples.
You know, every time I do bring my own reusable bags, though, I have them give it to a charity.
There you go.
Yes, so I do good, thank you.
Only because she likes reusing everything, like her plastic Ziploc bags and straws.
I do.
Oh, God. You're that person?
You're such
You should see my dish drain. It's filled with straws, and it's filled with the plastic bags.
You need to buy yourself, actual hard plastic straws, Sarah.
And my dude came over.
And some Tupperware.
We did, like, drinks or whatever. We had drinks, right? And we have Red Solo cups. And so, like, he did the dishes, and then he thought that I reused all my Red Solo cups, which I don't know why I don't. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. I'll reuse those, especially for playing beer pong.
Beer pong. But, like, we literally made, like, ramen diet
Coke. You wash your stupid straws.
And then put them in the dish sink, and I'm like, brilliant. Brilliant. I must do this now.
I'm like, the look on my face is sincere. I'm very confused by you right now.
Sarah is giving me a headache today.
I'm a cheap ass.
Your straws?
Anyways, number 10 is take a walk, take a hike.
Yeah, that always feels nice.
That feels good.
11, listening to your favorite uplifting music. Don't be listening to Evanescence.
Dude, Evanescence for real makes me sad, dude. Yeah.
Number 12, write a gratitude list. For some people, this helps. Kind of like what you write your list of, like, what crazy thoughts you got going on. Sometimes write stuff that you're thankful for. Because sometimes we can only focus on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if you write things that you're positive for.
That is very true.
I do like that one.
As we've all been, like, crapping on everything.
Well, every time I'm working out and it sucks so bad and I hate it, you know, the teacher sometimes says, you guys just remember that, like, you're blessed with the, like, a lot of people can't do this. Like, there's a lot of people who physically can't. I'm like, wow, Sarah, you need to shut up and be thankful.
It'd be like that sometimes, yeah.
This is probably one of my favorites. Put on some soft jammies. Oh, I love it. Like, I am not in my house in jeans unless I'm about to leave again.
Girl, me. No.
I don't know the last time I actually wore jeans. Like, what did we do before leggings?
They're pretty terrible. Like, they're really terrible.
I
like my jeans.
Why would you wear jeans in your house? I feel like that would be terrible.
Right? Gianna's honest, like, I do it all the time. What do you guys wear?
I don't know about you guys.
I know, but it's like, I can't, like, get it all up and cozy on my couch or anything.
And there's the button, like, the button and the zipper and then the top and the...
Number 14, sign up or volunteer for a nonprofit you care about or something that you do care about. You know, I think Danny does the Big Brother thing.
Mm-hmm. I think Taryn does MS, doesn't she? MS walk?
Number 15, do something that makes you feel pampered, whether it's getting your nails done or simply taking a shower. Because some people get in that funk where they can't, like, they have a hard time pulling themselves out of bed or showering. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I have to take a shower today.
Yeah, me too.
I smell myself. Tough.
Yeah, Sarah gets stinky.
Yeah, that stinky.
My boobs.
Boobs stink?
Yeah, like right the underboob? Here. No, like right here where you sweat right here.
Oh.
Like
deodorant.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'm like smelling that all day and it's so distracting.
I'm wondering what you're eating to make you like smell like you eat garlic.
Your bra dirty?
Oh.
So your bra summer and then like
the under sweat like crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying your bra's dirty.
The under boob and like right here I put deodorant so it chills out. It doesn't smell any extra, it's dry.
That's good. Yeah. I should do that.
I don't really have that big a boom, so
I don't either. It's all facade.
Sarah just sweats a lot.
She does a lot.
Last one is if all else fails, just wrap yourself in a blanket and give yourself some time to recharge.
Dude, that helps too. If I'm like hella pissed off,
that gives me
anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, I can't just be sitting here.
Oh, girl, you need to go to yoga.
I know.
You need to realize
it's getting bad.
We're going to help you out, boo. Yeah.
Because sometimes I just need to like recharge because, like, and sometimes I will get really mad and then I'll be like, Sarah, you need to calm down. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I think
go in your bed, just chill.
I think a good thing for self help is just like, take a day off of work. Like sometimes, like if you can, like honestly, I know people can't, but like if it's just like a couple extra dollars you'll be missing, like just take a day off.
Like a mental health day. That's what I call them.
Yep. I've done that before in the past. Like when I was trying to move out, dealing with like crap with my ex-boyfriend. And then the place we were living at was a huge mess. And my other roommate hadn't helped clean much. And I was like, we need to move out of here in a couple of days. And we have so much crap to do and clean and fix.
Sometimes
and
you
I was just like,
it.
I was just super like hyperventilating, dealing with crap, and I was just like, "Can I please take tomorrow off? Thank you."
Because you like hit your breaking point.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I'm
gonna
be crazy.
Got to push through.
Have you hit your breaking point? Have you like had a complete meltdown or freak out?
Once, at least once a week, probably, depending depending on the time of the year.
Oh my God, that'd be scary too. I can't picture you doing that.
I'm working on it.
Your boyfriend better be helping you.
He is the sweetest. I am good. So thankful I have him because he is so supportive and no matter what. So
it's
he
nice
is
to have
actually
that other little thing playing off,
it
like
has.
To calm you down a bit.
It
yeah.
really has. I mean, because I've been with him, we've been together a little over a year now, and it's he's helped me so much even this last year. Like I think I've made progress on myself
good,
a little bit.
Good.
Because I'm my own worst enemy. I just beat myself up and
what's
I live in my own head.
What's
and,
your sign,
you know.
Bo? Because it sounds just like me.
Sagittarius, Scorpio,
no.
cusp.
Oh,
I'm a cusp too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're
yeah.
cusp because we're. What's your number, Bo? I like you. We'll talk later. Yeah, but no, I feel you.
Yeah. So I'm working on it. I'm getting there slowly. It's a work in progress. So.
Oh, totally.
You will get there.
I will.
Yay.
Anywho, I think that's a good place to kind of wrap it up. What did we learn today? We learned that we got to teach Destiny how to swim.
I'm so yes. excited. But I just remember that. Holy stuff. I'm excited again.
Holy stuff.
I'm so excited again. Yeah.
Learn post positive things. Try to share that love on the internet.
Yeah.
Hashtag pass it on. Pass love on. Whatever you want to do. Let us know if you think of a cooler name.
Spread yeah. the smiles.
Yeah, don't be a douche on the internet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Spread the smiles. I don't know. Anything that says spread, I'm sorry.
I know. That's why I like it.
That's why I like it. Yeah.
yeah. We learned that we need some self-care, especially us ladies today.
Yeah, so this
yeah.
is why we're
my
trying
loves.
To get out of here. Let's go. Let's
I'm going to go look at some baby pigs. Not...
I'm
going
to go donate
should.
To charity. And
what are you going to do, Vicky Miller?
I'm going to go take a nap.
Yes.
I'm going to go eat a snack. Go pass out for a couple hours and wake up refreshed.
Nice.
And then later tonight, I'm having a beverage or two.
Ooh. Or four.
Not getting drunk, but
getting
I would like
girl.
A really delicious strawberry margarita.
Ooh.
On the rocks.
Oh, that sounds good.
That
refreshing.
Sounds really good.
I hope you all have a great weekend, my loves.
Yeah.
Tell us
yes.
what you do.
Can't wait to hear about your dessert, Vicky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? Find out next week. Yeah.
All right, my loves.
See ya.
Bye-bye.